admit I haven't listened to the last episode. I've listened to every single episode up until this point, and I haven't finished the last episode.
Josh, you're off the podcast.
Yeah, sorry. That's all we were going to talk about was the last episode.
Dude. That's it. That's all we had going.
That's what this episode is, a recap of the last one.
Hey, actually, your annual recap was good. I liked it. I thought it was good.
This, all this shit would just fall apart if Fez was like, yeah, I'm over it. You know,
yep.
Like, well, yeah, yeah, that's true. But that's most things.
That's true.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Just gotta hop in somebody else's backpack and let them carry you along.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, is there any way?
Can I interrupt real quick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is somebody in a play like child care facility?
That would be Josh.
Okay.
Can you hear the toy going?
Yeah, so I'm pretty
Are you at a nature center with fucking birds and everything else?
Oh, no, that's me. I'm sitting outside. No, that's that...
Oh, my God.
Fez is
it loud?
That bird is driving me nuts. Wee. It sounds like a really shitty ringtone that somebody has.
Oh,
it's like they're getting text repeatedly.
It's a cardinal, so just so you guys know.
It's a state bird.
No, it's not. That's the sunflower.
Are you from
Kansas? Yeah, nice. I am from Kansas.
Missouri. My dad's from Missouri as well.
Well, what's funny is you always throw Kansas out there as the bumfuck place, Mark.
I don't know why.
I know, it's hilarious. I laugh about it every time.
It's fucking true. Kansas.
Yeah. You had your buddy that drove across Kansas or whatever, and you're like, "Oh, they got trucks. I want a truck." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, that's Kansas. You got a truck."
Yeah.
Was he yelling at people?
Unfortunately, I don't know where my keys are, so I'm just going to close the truck door and just be in a sauna.
Oh, nice. My wife is out of town right now in Vegas.
That bird.
Yeah, no
fuck
shit.
No, dude. I love this
car. Oh, my God.
No, dude. Put him down. Put the fucker down.
Just close the door.
And if you feel guilty about it,
Alexa, stop.
Wow. Did you have to correct your child like that?
No, it was the actual thing.
Yo, Google Alexa.
Yeah, that one.
Hey, I want to name my child Alexa.
Stop
my next one, Alexa.
The music everywhere.
Just to fucking yell at it.
Alexa, Steely Dan, and it's actually your daughter, but your daughter actually plays Steely Dan.
That way I could just yell at
her. Oh, that's good.
Dude, I could just yell at her all the time in the middle of the street. Alexa, shut the... I said not right now. People like, oh, yeah, fuck Amazon. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Alexa, stop stealing all my data. But it's really actually your kid.
Oh, all right. Well, then, welcome to Redeeming Qualities. The podcast in not how men speak, but how friends speak. I'm joined today with Mark and Danny and special guest Josh. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
What's up? I'm in here. Very happy to be here.
Here's Dirty Dinas. I'm back in the group.
Yep. And Josh, longtime listener, first time caller.
Nice.
Wow, that was badass.
Yeah, I do like that. I like
Why don't
throwback
I say that? Jesus.
I like the throwback to the old, like, Howard
old school
Stern.
Calling.
Yeah. Oh, that was where I was going, Howard Stern.
You guys ever listen to Jesus?
You
want to
ride a Sibian? We can get you on a live recording.
Oh,
wait, what's that shit with like George Orwell? It's like over the line or over the seaways. It's like comes on like 3 a.m. and they talk about aliens and shit.
You told me about that. It's on like AM radio.
All right.
It's on AM radio. It's like AM 640.
French, I'll ride it. I'll ride the fuck out of that thing.
Fuck me. Thank you, Josh. Jesus.
I knew what you meant. I'll probably
fuck
even squirt.
Howard Stern. All right, let's do this.
No, I know Howard Stern.
I know, but you guys were ignoring his Sabian comment, and he was like, okay, yeah, like, that's funny. Somebody acknowledge it, please.
Oh, okay. Dang, we did leave Danny out. We left you hanging.
You
left
did.
You joke hanging.
But your guys' theories were going
coast
in like serious, like good stuff that was actual references to like radios and everything.
Coast to coast, man. I never listened to Coast to Coast. Nobody?
No, we have not. I have not, at least.
Okay.
But just so you know,
swine.
Josh, if Danny wants to talk about his butthole being filled with penis or shitting all the time. Mm. We got to draw the line. What? We got to kind of like.
Wait, that's true.
The shitting part is true, but where's. I don't talk about the penis quite that often.
7/8 gay. I've edited this podcast enough that you said it at least 4 times.
That's good.
That's good. Okay.
So, yes.
Fair enough. Probably true.
So, you know, let's like introduce Josh a little bit. And like, I was just going to give you my first experience with you. It's the most random thing because you're a super nice guy and you just seem like Ned Flanders, a little-ish.
Oh, that's good. I can agree.
But yet you fucking launched yourself off a mountain on a motorbike and you like to fucking travel like 200 miles on a fucking bike. It's like such a crazy dynamic you have.
Well, to compensate for the, for the lack of manhood.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's it. Like, usually when they reference motorcycles, dirt bikes, and that kind of shit, it's usually in a reference to a manly thing. So, no.
You know what's funny is I was actually talking about you literally just last week at work with a buddy because he was talking about he was putting up a snow bike for sale or something like that. And he also rode dual sports. And I was like, dude, my buddy used to ride I think I told him the Z10 that you had.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, his motorcycle was dope, you know. I had mentioned that it made it into magazines and all this stuff. Yeah. I don't remember the name of the magazine, but I was like, yeah, this dude, we'd go on rides. And I'm like, how the fuck can you ride so well? And he's like, dude, I grew up in Kansas. You just fucking rip around however you want, you know. And I'm like, that kind of makes sense. But seeing you up on one wheel at like, you know, we're going, I remember one ride we're doing, I don't know if you want to talk about this.
I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Everybody knows.
So I remember one ride we're on. I'm like sitting there and I'm on a Harley with no front fairing and I'm looking down and it's like 100 miles an hour and the wind's just beating the shit out of me. And I'm like kind of miserable riding at a high speed in the hot desert. And here comes Josh from the back, like back of what, 30 bikes or something like that.
Probably.
And he's up on one wheel and he's just fucking like 140 mile, just rips blast past me at triple digit speeds on one wheel. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, you know? And then I'm like, I want to get all cocky and race with him, you know? And he starts going up the switchbacks, like going up to Big Bear. And I mean, these are steep ass hard corners. Like, you guys know that back road up there to Big Bear, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like gnarly and
beautiful countryside.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, but it's also a fucking great ride. So Josh gets there and I'm like, dude, how the fuck? Because he's like going down, going up. Somebody crashed on that ride. So we had to turn around, handle that situation. And then Josh is like up and down the mountain and it's just like switchback. And I was like, what do you do when you go into the corners? And he's like, well, I look at the speed, I double it and add 10. And I'm like, so you mean to tell me like a 25 mile an hour corner, he's hitting it at 60, you know? And I'm like, it's honestly the most impressive thing I've seen personally, like the most impressive motorcycle rider. And then you and I used to dirt bike together a lot.
That was fun.
And that was a ton of fun. And I just remember you just whooping ass on a dirt bike too. So
that was only keeping with you though, because you would do the stupid shit and be like, oh, I gotta go further. I can't let you go and outdo me.
That's true. Oh, dude, you talking when we were like jump for jump, seeing who could,
yeah,
like,
the stupid jump.
We're measuring it out. God, yeah. Who's gonna have the biggest dick? We just went back and forth.
That was
every day.
Stupid. Yeah, we could have really got hurt. Really dumb.
Yeah, but we had that TRICARE.
Yeah.
So, honestly, it would have just been paid vacation to sit around doing what we wanted to do anyway.
Yeah. That's actually not what that, I was doing when I met Fez, was waiting to class up because I'd broken my foot.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, on the dirt bike. There,
sorry, I didn't mean to jump on the Daniel and Josh train.
We interrupted that. Thanks, Fez, for the intro.
That is a preview to their new podcast called Suck Each Other's Dick.
Get it, Mark.
With bikes.
Suck a dick on bikes.
I mean, you guys both wear knee pads when you ride, so you guys are already happy.
Yeah, you already got the PPE.
You guys are, ready. You guys fucking got it. No, I just find it really cool. I used to love watching those videos, and as much of abrasive asshole as I am so risk adverse. That you won't catch me dead on one of those things. I guess alive. I'd be dead as soon as I'm on one of those things. So that's my fear. So yeah,
I wanted a boat motorcycle when I first came to the unit, and Gunny Dempster, like all of these, they were like, "Hey, is there anything you want to buy anytime soon?" And I guess they just knew I was young and dumb, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna go get a motorcycle, man, as soon as I can." And Gunny Dempster pulled me into a corner and explained to me every injury he's ever had with excruciating detail, and then like just was like, "So you will not be purchasing one. You will not be," and just like kept going and going. And so when he like walked away, I was like, "So I like will get charged if I get a motorcycle right now? Is that what you're saying?" And everyone just like, "I just wouldn't do it," and like just stop talking about it. What the fuck? So I
you
did
not
know be a badass
at the time, probably.
Just I didn't know who.
You did you not know like Gunny D was that dude when you?
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah.
I just walked in. And I didn't even. He just came in and did that to me. So that was my first time meeting him. So
yeah,
I'm just like,
there's those leaders that are like, "Hey, you need to live in a cocoon and never do fucking anything. That's the right thing." It's like, no, it's not. Or like, I remember like, like going back to the schoolhouse the second time. People are like, "Hey, do you know your Marine's getting married?" Like, yeah, he told me he was going to. I said, "If I could do it, you know, as long as it's your decision and you're not doing it for like any stupid reason, like, hey, I'm gonna get BAH."
Yep.
That's you. And I told him you're gonna be fucking broke as fuck. Like you got one of two options. You can either have a fuck ton of money and live in the barracks, or be broke as fuck and not live in the barracks. That's your choice.
Right.
And I was like, you know, and like a lot of Marines like, "Oh, maybe I won't get married." It's like, "Hey, dude, do what you want. I don't care.
I got a Mustang to buy."
Yeah. 20% interest, fucking do it. Right. I don't give a shit.
BAH though, that'll cover everything.
That's right. I get you. So yeah, I don't know. That's always been weird to me. People are like, "Hey, don't fucking do anything." It's like,
yeah. Honestly, it probably saved my life. I was gonna die. I was completely stupid. So
I can already think of like four times, Mark, you should have been dead.
Yeah, exactly. So
and you didn't even have a motorcycle.
Exactly. So that was just added on to death.
I can think of a specific story where Daddy cut the brake lines.
I was thinking
trick
the
you
same
into murdering
I
him.
Was thinking the same thing out in
Daddy's
the
like,
boondocks.
And I love the fact in your story that Daddy slightly has a Southern accent.
Exactly.
That makes me happy.
Also, I'm like, this motherfucker German. He got a bald head. My parents are not even going to, like, they're going to be like, "You idiot.
You dummy.
You've been out there with this motherfucker
like
that.
He looks like Hitler, you dumb fuck." Yeah.
This bald Hitler youth. I mean, he's a white guy with a shaved head. What were you thinking, Mark?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree.
Love it.
Perfect. Now that clears that up.
Man, you think we're going to war? Let's just talk. Let's just get this out of here.
Going straight.
Now, look. First off, I saw that picture of Putin riding a fucking bear across the thing. I am an idiot when I talk about politics. I just want to put that out as a disclaimer. So you guys say the smart shit after this, but should we be involved
like
in this? Should we be involved in this at all? Is this our shit we fighting? Okay,
I'll throw this out there. And this is going to make Danny happy because the QAnoners are fucking pumped about this. They're right? Actually rooting for Putin.
Rooting for Putin.
That's the fucking QAnon. It's like, you guys are fucking stupid. So my thoughts on this immediately is... I've thought about this.
Uh-huh.
If we're saying we can't support Afghanistan, a country that fucking absolutely needed us, I don't see a reason why we need to be fucking pushing into Ukraine 2 months after we just fucking lost $1 billion worth of equipment. Plus, we also lost the geographical position we had in Afghanistan that would absolutely be
make it easier to
pivotal
get
for this.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so it's
wow.
Like, yeah, it's like the answer is fuck no, because we're out of it. We're out of the game. We're not even on the map. I mean, we're not gonna.
There's lithium over there, though.
I mean, okay.
We are trying to make new cars. We are trying to make a whole bunch.
I'm just saying. Like, we just finished using all the lithium in Afghanistan, and then like, what if we're just like, fuck? Maybe they got some in the Ukraine. I'm just talking shit. I don't believe that.
And I'll also say this. If we're going along with just governmental narratives, we don't have a narrative minus. We can't let Russia do that. Russia actually has a narrative of going like, hey, this used to be part of Russia.
This was us, yeah.
And right. There are Russian, people who want to annex from Ukraine and go back to Russia. And those people are being fucking told, held. You know, you can't do that, which absolutely would be a truth. If you had a country and there was like 100 hillbillies saying that we want to go back with fucking, you know, with Mexico or, you know, Texas. Be our own countries or Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, it's a bunch of Texans and they're being murdered for being Texans, which now that I say it that way, not so bad.
Makes sense. Mark, that was great.
It was a late. It was a late bloomer for me, but it was a laugh nonetheless.
But you nailed it.
Yeah, it's great. It's very.
Yeah, well, that's my. What are you guys got? What are you guys thinking?
Also, didn't we put this government in? Didn't we give Ukraine this government? Am I tripping? Like, in the last like 20 years or something like that, we gave them a government that's pro US when before that it was like Russian government. Does that make sense? Or
they're a democracy now, is what you're saying?
So during all of that collapsing of the USSR, us in Europe have been really pushing towards all these different things. And like, even when we're kids, like Yugoslavia was a big deal, and I know that fractured like towards the late 90s. So I mean, that area has been conflict for our entire lifetimes. It's just it hasn't been as important as COVID, so none of us have paid attention.
Right.
Speaking of which, I'll say this about
so
the news.
What you're...
You're rooting for Putin too?
Who's rooting for Putin? Everybody's rooting for Putin. There's conflicts going on in Africa, South America.
Yes.
None of the media is fucking covering constantly. Any of it.
Yes.
It's because it's like, what does the media want of us? They want us to be angry and they want us to support war. And
that
one of the biggest, one of the biggest things for war is national will. So they're trying to build national will to go, yeah, Biden needs to do this. Well, fuck that. That's not, to me, it's not that important.
Do we really want to go to war with a dude like Biden? Like, I'm just saying, he doesn't seem like the most competent individual to be making said decisions.
Well, I mean, Kamala Harris had a speech out there basically saying that they plant marijuana all over him and then just tell him intent to distribute and we just jail all the Russians. I think that was her plan.
Yeah, but they're not black enough.
Only the darker Russians, of course. We're not idiots. That's absolutely true. Yeah, Kamala Harris is like, darker than me, go to jail. Lighter than me, you're okay. That's terrible. I'm an awful human.
No, I think it's every time there's a strong opinion on any social media, well, mainly Twitter, and I just like look at it, I'm like, okay, so this is the overall view. Because once people see what opinions are being validated on Twitter, then they just copy those type of opinions because they see how everybody, what everybody thinks in a way. So, so I said, like, okay, so this is the public opinion of where I'm standing, at least on Twitter. Okay,
right, and
so
it has to be the majority.
So this is where I'm standing, at least. So then I'm like, okay, so people are like, oh, this is what's wrong with Putin all of a sudden when no one was saying that, like before, right? And so I'm like, all right, what is the, you know, those are the statuses and the tweets that are getting pushed to the top so that everyone can see them. All right, so what is the overall implications here that they want us all? You said, like, national will, right? So you guys want us to feel like we should do something. And yet, you were just saying that it's about time that we got out of Afghanistan. But you feel like we need to go do something right now here?
Biden literally said, shame on the fucking president of Afghanistan for not being able to protect his country people.
But see, I'm just talking about overall people. I don't know about an actual policy, foreign policy. I just like look at how people sway, you know, upon what information that they have so quickly. That really is some annoying shit to me.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I get it. But as far as it goes, I don't have any. I don't have any thoughts on that. If we should, I really don't know like all the pieces. I know the Crimea Peninsula is a pretty big thing, and that's like the sweet spot that they're gonna try to get Russia. That's like we only want this wonderful area where we could set up a navy, mm-hmm. and be impactful in the...
I thought they already took over Crimea.
They had Crimea, not the ports and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's what's the vital.
Okay. Well, look. did we actually have a conversation about Kanye last week?
Okay.
Did we talk about Kanye?
No. So what happened was, Danny's like, let's talk about Kanye and the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we made him feel awful through text messages.
Oh, yeah, I offended everybody.
And then we never went. And then we never went into it.
Yeah, because I was like, well, maybe Danny will bring it up. And
That's what we did. Let's save it for next week. And then we brought Wade up. Okay, so now we're here.
We can bring it up.
You still want to talk that shit, Danny? No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, bitch!
So the play-by-play is that Danny. The play-by-play is that Danny.
Danny's a bitch.
No. But wait. Josh, have you been hearing anything about?
The only thing I got on Kanye is the funny memes that are referencing the show You, where
hilarious.
It's him creeping from the bushes, and like all that shit. That shit makes me die laughing.
Oh, do you watch him? Did you watch all of
them? Oh yeah, yeah.
That shit is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah,
great show.
Great.
Also, he's dreamy, so girls still like him because he's like handsome, but he's a stalker. And it's like women, the things that they call dudes creepy, they would like it if that dude only looked good. That's what I learned. If he looks good, you can totally be a stalker.
Yeah.
And murder all my friends.
The confident things that like any romance novel, it's like basically a rapist.
A creeper.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who is wonderfully looking like.
Yes.
Like 50 Shades of Grey is like, my boss just tied me up and started spanking me.
Yeah.
And I would juiced on the floor. I don't know
and
what I was thinking.
His pectoral muscles flexed the whole time. He was punching in the back of the neck.
Meanwhile, fucking, you know, Ned from IT tries that shit, and he's going straight to fucking jail.
He looked at me and said good morning in a disgusting way. I am appalled, and I feel uncomfortable and violated.
I'm gonna
$2 million lawsuit. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yo. I just imagine. Yeah, go ahead.
That's your only review because you're a fat misogynist. So let's just remember that.
Oh, yeah. Let's keep that in mind. I always remember that. So
we should name this the roast of French and just talk with it.
Man, that's terrible.
Okay, so back to Kanye.
Yeah, but Kanye.
You had it there. No, so I'm not following it other than just, he's...
Oh, so the actual play
going
play.
Off the deep end, right?
Like, no. Okay.
Okay.
You done tickled some feels.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go.
Talk bad about Kanye.
Okay, let's hear it. If we should be talking bad about it, let's do it. And I'm going to try and tell it completely the way it is, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll try. Okay, they're getting a divorce, okay? They have four kids together, okay? They've both become billionaires while they were together. They have four kids, yes. Kanye was $50 million, $53 million in debt. She made an app and got him out of debt. And then he was able to put money into his brand, Yeezy, and become a billionaire. He has like $7 billion right now. He gave her like the consultant and the marketing people and the designers and helped her make Skims, the brand she has. And now she's a billionaire. Then people were asking her to, you know, do marketing things for like Fashion Nova and shit like that. And she says, well, they'll pay me $1 million to post this. And she didn't do it. So then he made her part owner of Yeezy. Now that's the money side, right? That's the money and that's the bread. But beside that, they've fucking not been living in the same room, same house for like the last 2 years. They both are always in different places. And she said, hey, I want to file for divorce. He's had mental breakdowns since they've been together. Also dropped 3 and 4 albums since they've been together and shit like that. So like I would say it's been a busy ass lifestyle between the two of them and things like that. They're breaking up. Now that she said that she's going to divorce, he's like, no, I don't want to do that. We can make it through this. I think that it's a bigger statement for us to stay together. Right. And then she's been publicly walking around with this dude, Pete Davidson, like publicly and all the news outlets are like, Kim moving on, Kim laughing, Kim being happy, Kim with a new man. He's like, yo, we is not divorced yet. We have not signed papers yet. How are y'all? How is the news okay with this? How is everybody okay with this? We have not like signed shit. So I don't know why the fuck everybody's pushing for this. And also he's like, yo, the nannies, Hulu, E! Entertainment, all be in their house. And he says, like, yo, they be whispering in her ear that it's going to look better for her to be divorced. I don't fuck with that. So now, like, there's a lot of things at play that I don't think regular people, but on a basic level, I feel like a dude is fighting for his marriage right now. it may look crazy, but is he crazy for that? Is he crazy for how he's distributing himself when he has that many things, pieces moving? That's what I feel.
So, you know, I actually had a change of opinion on this a little bit. That one.
I'm off this podcast, dude. No, I'm just kidding. He's
like, anybody got to fight me on Kanye, I'm done.
Catch me on my other podcast, KanyeFan.com.
Oh, okay. That's what we're going to be doing? All right.
No. So one thing is there, I'll say this. Social media has picked a side. Mm-hmm. And that's what everything leans to and skews to, right? Everything that she's saying is automatically right. Everything that he's doing is automatically wrong. And I don't believe that is okay. I don't believe the world should fucking have a say in his divorce. And I don't think that he's wrong in having a fucking opinion in his own fucking marriage. Right? That's like all these people are allowed to have Kim's opinion about their divorce, but Kanye's not allowed to have his own opinion. I think that's absolutely wrong. But I did feel bad, I did bring up like the whole Pete Davidson, like he's been shit talking Kanye for years.
And that's why I didn't even bring that up. I didn't even bring that up in this. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. And this was my thought is like, you know, that's fucked up that like out of all people, she starts dating him. But then, you know, I started thinking about it's like, well, who is she supposed to date and why does she need to walk on eggshells for him? Mm. I thought that was, you know, like, because I'm not going to get mad whoever Kanye fucks. Why should I get mad about Kim dating somebody else?
And that's why I didn't bring up anything about Pete, because I think Kanye barely cares about, I think it's more the, like, he couldn't, okay, I think all, first of all, I think it's all elite marketing now. I've come to the point where I think that it's all promo for his album, it's all promo for whatever Pete has going on, and it helps actually Kim, because Kim is just trying to be a woman that's trying to break free, and actually it looks like she's breaking free. She's been free, but break free and, you know, have her own life and shit. So it looks good on both their brands for Kanye to be doing his own thing, pretty much, you know? Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like the implications by where we're at in overall morals and shit is like, okay, why is this dude harassing this woman and her new man? That's what it looks like. Why is this dude harassing this woman and her new man? Because she wants to move on. You're done. It's a marriage. Like, you don't get a say in like trying to fight for it. And I don't fuck with that at all. I don't like that. You're just when she calls it quits, it's your fault, and you can't say anything. No matter what went down, I like. Also, the kids are most likely not going to be yours because she says she's done.
So if I can understand, you're. I guess what you're saying is the issue is you don't feel like the sanctity of marriage just be able to just be thrown away as quickly and as easily.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're saying this of a woman who's been married like what, four times now?
And we all, it's true. So, yeah, that's also
he kind of could have expected this at some point.
She was married like 53 hours or something at one point and got divorced she had a 53 hour marriage. So yeah, that's some shit.
That's impressive. 53 hours.
Yeah, you a beast for that. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, I feel like there's vacation. I feel like it takes longer to binge watch The Office than that marriage. I mean, that's pretty fucking quick.
Good flush.
Yeah. Is that Danny again?
No, that's the sound effects machine.
Yeah, we're just closing it out on Kanye.
That's the sound effects machine.
Nice. Bump, bump. Hey, Z Dog in the morning.
I actually just took a shit. A cow noise.
Danny was quiet. I thought
I knew Danny was being quiet for a reason. Now we know.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I was interested in what you were saying. Things are going smooth. I was enjoying myself.
Oh, man. So, juice. That's the Kanye. The Kanye type.
Hey, nobody argue with me. I mean, I feel.
I think you're right. I mean, the man's standing up for his marriage. I think you're right. It's just he looks crazy doing it because the media is going to twist it that way.
Okay, thank you. We're all on the same page here. Cool. All right. Anybody listen to the new album at all?
Oh yeah. Oh wait, no.
Wait, he just dropped
Down to Two. Just dropped it.
I have not listened to this.
Ah, it's pretty cool. All right, cool. Also, yeah. Also, look, I'm a fan. He dropped the fucking documentary.
As if we didn't know.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Has anybody seen this fucking documentary drop?
Genius. No, I really want to watch it because it's it looks amazing. It really
beyond
does.
Fucking who is that he what is. It's called? Genius is yeah, it's called Genius.
Where's it at? What
it's on Netflix.
Is it self-titled?
Netflix. Okay.
It's called JEEN with a hyphen and then YUS.
I mean, if we could change the spelling, I am also a genius. Just throwing it out there.
If we could just fuck up spelling words.
And then just claim it.
My name is Huge Cack.
I'm above average. That's average of ABEERUWXYCGE.
T.
Above average penis.
Of the dragon, man.
But, I mean, it's fucking just cool that somebody followed him from day one kind of shit. It's kind of fire. And beyond even like who would also know watching you see Pharrell, you see Ludacris, you see Jay-Z, you see Talib Kweli, Mos Def, young as shit. All
oh, that's cool.
Not dropping, not had dropped albums yet, not like really went crazy and just like, hey, what's up? Like they're not even that known yet. Like, you know, and so it's just like crazy. He's hanging with Dave Chappelle at one point. Like it's just like real grassroots moments, and it's like, yo, that time. Like 2000, yeah. 2001, two. Yo,
it's fine.
It was such a change of everything at that moment.
Isn't that like such a weird thing? Like, there's always like a group of people who knows each other, and they all like come up together. Like in like the 90s, you had like all the Seattle bands that blew up.
Yes.
In the 70s, you had that. Like, there's a oh my god, I can't remember the place, but everybody used to go down and record.
BCCG or something like that? CB?
There was that place where all the punk rockers used to go and they would blow up big from there. Mm-hmm. And then there was also another place where like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Aretha Franklin and all these different people all recorded in this one studio. And they had like these like five teenage kids. They're like, they have the grungy sound.
Right.
And it's crazy how all these artists like that blow up all at the same time kind of come from a small sphere of talent.
Right.
Is it talent or is it manufactured by big corporations Ooh. To make that happen?
Did and I watched that and wonder that yeah. too. Like, are these dudes good or were they just the push guys? Like, I think about all the dudes that were around at that moment and they weren't, they never caught on because they weren't in this clique, you know? Because I read this book, it's called Senius, Not Genius. Like, so like, you know, are you like even Bach and shit? If you look at like all these really amazing classical musicians and shit, if you look around, they were all connected to a whole bunch of people at that time. And it was like a cloud mind that actually helped the genius kind of in a way. Because everyone's stealing and
Edison was the same way with the light bulb. Like all those people were the same way. Like they ran in a clique because they had the same ideas, but one dude took the fame and ran with it.
Oh, or like one person got, critically acclaimed. For the whole group, the whole scene shit, but it wasn't just him, you know?
Well, there's also a psychological effect of collaboration. Like certain things, a person won't be able to go beyond that creative point until they actually talk about it. And they realize their issues, like, hey, I'm talking about this. I don't know exactly what to do this. And someone just throws in an idea, like, well, what about this? And it's like, okay, moving forward. You know, it's...
Before you move on with this, there's the point of the manufactured thing that I was saying was my wife sent me a TikTok, and I don't have TikTok, but that's a whole story.
Yes,
she sent me a TikTok, Josh. But it was about ABCDFU, right?
Okay.
And that song blew up because it was like a TikTok request that said, hey, can you throw in the alphabet into a song? Well, then this girl does it and it goes viral like immediately. And now it's a popular song. Well, the person who requested that actually worked for like Capitol Records or something like
that. Oh, my God.
So it was all manufactured. Like it was fake. It wasn't real.
Nothing's. Like, oh, my. So that girl probably already had that song made.
Right. She probably had it written and they're like, oh, how can we make this go faster? Oh, let's make it seem sincere. And like she's creative. Wow.
Smart.
You motherfucker.
But also
yeah. TikTok's not real.
Also though, the want for people for something off the script to happen.
Yes.
For things to be improvised, right?
And for another Taylor Swift, right? Yes. Yeah. For somebody to be humble and just like this
and pop
individual
off
that can make it, right? But that's not real. No individual can make it anymore. Man. No, it's not real. It's not real. I don't believe it at all.
Well, you need backing.
When I used to have TikTok, there's this guy, and I can't remember what his actual name of, but it basically shows that, like, we want these people to come from nothing and make it big. That's like the biggest drive. Like, oh, these guys were all like these normal people. But if you look at most people in the music industry, they're like, oh, my dad was this fucking lawyer.
Oh,
like Kid Rock's dad owned like 15 car dealerships. And, you know, he didn't have to do it, you know, all these different things. Not everybody is the Eminem. And actually, there's a lot of like rap that's not that anymore. Rap used to be that, like, hey, this guy came from nothing. He was an amazing rapper. And now he's big, like Eminem.
Well, that was the formula that everybody used, right? So because that formula worked, they're like, let's replicate it every time.
Yes. So they sold this, because that's the other thing too. People kind of want a little bit of the story of the artist they're listening to. Mm. So, I mean, that's why boy bands are so big, because, you know, they give all this information out for these girls to just like consume, and they fall in love with the characters that are created for this boy band. So yeah, I think that's a lot of it. So I don't really think there's a lot of musicians out there that come from, you know, the fucking poorest places on earth.
Yeah,
The whole industry, the entire industry is all nepotism. this show, that show, fucking Euphoria. Have you guys heard about it at all or watched it?
I have heard of it. I have not watched it.
Hey, what about you, Josh?
To watch it so bad, but. What's it on?
It's on HBO Max.
Yeah, see, I just deleted that subscription, and I like now that's the third show on there that I'm like, fuck.
So you haven't watched Righteous Gemstones?
Have you seen that?
You're fucking up, dude. You didn't see Peacemaker either? Oh, no. Bro, that was
stop.
There's
stop.
So much good.
Stop
TV.
Rubbing it in my face. Okay, I got Netflix, sorry, man. Like,
man, delete that shit. Fuck
they
Netflix.
They just bumped it to $20 a month.
Did they?
Yeah.
Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, Netflix is kind of booty right now. No, it's still got genius.
No.
So
Netflix still got a lot, man.
Netflix
got
a
Kanye
hits.
Documentary. I'll take it.
Okay, so if we want to talk about come up documentaries, though, if you want to watch a good come up documentary,
dude, I can't wait for you to get
here. It's gonna be fun. Sorry.
Dave, the show Dave on
that's
Hulu.
Great. That's
Hell
great.
100% Lil Dicky. Yeah, I mean it's all like LD. You know, like, yeah, that's most of those FX shows, like Dave, Atlanta. I do love those shows.
Dave was incredible, and they're coming out another season. They're gonna have another season.
Looking forward to it.
Are you listening to Andrew Santino's podcast at all and shit?
Nope.
Oh, dude, he has an episode with Gata and Lil Dicky, bro, and they're just sitting there chilling. And I can send it to you. It's actually a great episode because they talk about
that.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
I do love how, like, you put it in that environment, and fucking Andrew Santino is the most savage of all of them. Like, they kind of like in the show, he's kind of like
laid back, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, he has to eat his words a little bit. This character is very like has to, you know, swallow his pride a lot. Andrew Santino is not that guy. And listening to that podcast, it's kind of wonderful if you always feel bad for that character in that.
He kind of runs circles around them. You can tell that he can. Like, he's good at improvising. He's the funniest one out of all of them. But it's Dave's world, so he has to fucking calm himself down, you know? But, Andrew Santino is really the one. And Gate is just lovable, but also it's just a regular dude.
He's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
He just is, like, you're like, Gate is the type of guy you're like, I would like to hang out with him.
Yeah, in the show they portray him as the ride or die. So, and I mean, it's pretty good. Like, that's accurate, right? Like, in real life, he will.
He's cool as a bitch. It's funny. I don't know if he's from LA.
Hold on. Is that a compliment or I don't?
Cool
I don't
as a bitch.
I mean,
is that cool?
As a bitch is just a like as shit as fuck. So
okay. Gotcha.
Honestly,
can I interject?
Actually, okay. What?
Can I interject?
Is this the flush the toilet again?
No. We're done. We're off of Kanye. rude. I don't mean that. I don't really like have anything against a dude. But
racist.
When you said like a bitch, I remember that was something that I used to get roasted of all the time, and it was something I put down for the topics on there. If you had ever been roasted for saying something too much to the point where you were known for saying it and it forced you to stop saying something. for me, as soon as you said like a bitch and then Fez needed clarification, I was like, dude, I used to say that all the time. I remember Mark roasting me for it, everybody.
Wait, I said as a bitch. So,
yo, come on.
Oh, that was my
oh, there it is. Yeah, see,
start over. Yeah, bitch.
So, welcome to Redeeming Qualities, Notice Land. I know, I like a bitch and as a bitch, it's crazy how those are two different things. So, but so I are you saying, are you trying to
good
say that we
bitch,
shouldn't have been
good like a bitch? Yeah. Totally different.
It's such a change.
Such a profound
change.
Oh,
they talked about ACAB, or no, not ACAB, but AVAABE, which is fucking African vernacular, African American vernacular. And they were saying, like, what they asked black kids, like,
hold on. Is it wrong to say Ebonics anymore? Is that not a thing?
AAV
that's
is
racist.
A preferred term. It's a preferred term, right?
Oh, okay, but does Ebonics still exist?
I mean, I don't know.
It
I don't hear
Ebonics.
It. It is Ebonics, but okay. Motherfuckers use it like this, yeah. But Ebonics sounds like what you would use on Donahue. Oh. That's like Donahue language. So if you watch Donahue, say Ebonics. But
Judy!
They ask black kids who be eating cookies, right? And okay. They said cookie monsters. They asked white kids who be eating cookies, and they couldn't decipher because the who be being a who does this consistently in who do we know does this consistently? And it's like that is a way that AAV functions and AAVE, but it's like one little thing. I think that's hilarious. And like a bitch and as a bitch, that's just the difference. Okay, you guys weren't as amazed as I thought you would be. no one gives a fuck. Fine, cool. So like a bitch is different. Like a bitch makes it sound like you're saying that you're it's derogatory for the way that you'd be doing it right now. And I actually flipped it and made it, you know, what's up?
Can we talk about how I often have to like just ask Mark questions about what my kids are saying? Mm. Because like just the other day was like drippy. Like,
oh, you got
know,
that
my,
drip?
Yeah,
I like
you know,
how
you know, like,
automatically goes to Mark, even though
yeah.
almost
yeah, pretty
100% of the time I know exactly what he's talking about. It's always Mark's reference. Like,
yes, that's true. Yeah. Danny does know it as well. And I ask Mark, I don't know why I don't ask
it's because I'm black.
You're kidding.
It's
because
I'm
black. Why are you trying to act like I don't see color? No,
it's like it's not. Yeah, fuck. What is drippy?
Well,
you don't see a Danny, cracker walking around saying.
Listen. That's because your explanation is culturally appropriated. That's all I have to go straight to the source.
Okay. I have to go straight to the source.
I love gooey. You ask for it. You ask for it, and then Mark will say something. I'll say this long list of how Fez doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't. I really don't. I am so, I'm like, I've chosen to not be with it anymore.
Yeah. I'm in the inverse of that. I mean, still trying to keep up, which is
yeah,
pretty stupid
it,
at my age. Oh,
that's
it's great
I
whenever
like
I talk to my students and everything.
Sasquatch.
No, yeah. if you are, see, I am not young either. I'm not young, dude. I'm 30, about to be 31. So I'm not like far behind you motherfuckers at all. So it's like, I don't know. What's the difference between trying to keep up or being abreast to what's going on or just completely being like, I give up, fucking,
no.
I'm out the game.
No. See, this is what I think happened. It's like, if you guys ever play Final Fantasy X or anything, like if you pick the path and you like fill in that bubble, and it's like, well, if I wanted to be a magician or do I want to be like a tank? Well, I started going this other route. Like
the nerd
choosing,
one.
Yeah. I went and chose the fucking the fuddy duddy dad route. And I'm like, yeah, let me buy some history books.
You said no. Let me get some jorts.
like, yeah, exactly. I want
the white New Balances. Yeah.
The Monarchs.
Cargo pockets by chance?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. I want them tight enough to give me a little bit of a bulge, uncomfortably, man, camel toe. Yeah, just awful human being looking. Sorry, a mantle toe, I believe, is the correct
you
term.
You started this by saying, have you guys ever played Final Fantasy X? And I was like,
yeah,
oh, we already done.
I was
it's already over now.
When was that released? 2003?
No, I was a sophomore.
How frequent would you say you leave the house?
If I had a choice, never. Like, what do I need to do out of the house?
See, you this thoughts that you have. This is hoarder's talk. What is out there?
What is out there?
Fez's last recollection of the world was Final Fantasy X.
Okay. So my
he's like, COVID hit outdated. Me hard. Put me away.
Yeah. Well, the reason I do that is because if you want to roast me, you actually have to, like, look up what I'm talking about.
I'd have to actually go buy an encyclopedia because it's not online.
You got to go buy a PlayStation 2 to understand how to roast
to redeeming qualities, bunch of old fucks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's your demographic anyway. So, fuck it.
That's true.
That is true. Man, my shit doesn't even say 18 starting out anymore.
No. You only have a woman listener because I listen from my from my wife's account.
Hilarious. Oh, that's our one woman. We were wondering. No.
Well, we know old people are never going to listen to our show because me and Danny are hateful towards old people.
Mark doesn't like old people either.
I'm annoyed by them. Yeah, I'll be real.
Okay, there we go. I just want to make sure I wasn't lying. I thought that.
No, it's true. It's not just me.
Their fault that they got old. Yeah.
So I'm about to go kick
Damn
it with
you
Danny.
For being born before me.
Exactly. I'm about to go up and kick it with Danny, man, in Seattle very shortly on Thursday. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it, man. Should we talk about what we're going to do?
To keep things kind of private.
Right. Okay. Sorry about that. Nevertheless, I'm not. We cool. Fine. I understand.
Wow. Did I? Was that offensive? Would you like to talk about it?
I thought that we could tiptoe around.
No, we can totally talk about it, Mark. Absolutely.
Cool. Oh, okay. Chill. I mean, like you told me to get a place in. Oh, I guess you wouldn't like me to give away the name of a town, so that's reasonable.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Okay. You told me to give an Airbnb in Vera?
So basically, right now I am in between places, right? Sold my house in Ballard. Ballard is just a neighborhood within Seattle, another fucking metropolitan city, right?
Right. Okay.
And I figure if you come out here, you can grab Lupita. Drive Lupita back, and then we could actually hang out and do something. And if we go to Ballard, I'm actually familiar with the area. So I can actually take you out for an entire night. We wouldn't have to drive or do anything if we get somewhere in Ballard for that night. Even if it's just like a hotel where we split beds or whatever, if you bring in, you said you're going to bring someone, right?
I'm bringing two homies, actually. We were going to split an Airbnb, but it's whatever. I mean,
okay, whatever you get. Yeah. Like, I have a place to stay. I don't necessarily have to, but like, I mean, if you guys want to do something, we can have a good night.
Let's do that.
Because I know that area, it'll be easy and convenient. We won't have to try to explore new ground.
Dope. Badass. Cool. Sounds fun.
I love this part of the show.
Oh, and I had another idea.
It's my favorite.
Where you guys sound like you're wrapping it up, but you're not.
Where it's like, oh, okay, cool. This is irrelevant to any topic. Good. It's about done. Fuck, there's probably another hour left of this thing. How do I get through it?
Oh, God. Wow, that's how you feel.
Roasted by Josh. Live.
Well, no. Josh already is the bitch-ass podcast listener. We have talked about it. It's like, I can't listen to more than 15 minutes of a podcast at a time. It's
because I'm driving
difficult.
To work. It's the only time I have time.
Yeah, no, I got you. But then there was a time I was like, I have a 3-hour drive. I really need this podcast. Give it to me, Daddy. Please give me that podcast, Daddy.
Drip that podcast.
Just
down,
like
on
that.
Shirt.
Just like that. Yeah. So, push me that pee. Yeah. On. Oh, you
push
don't
know
that
pee.
Reference. Yeah,
I
you
do
don't
know
that
push
reference.
And pee.
Well, you do. Yeah.
Wow. That was hard. That was a great joke, bro. That was fire.
congratulations.
Yeah. That was
a
heat.
Pair of New Balances.
You got one.
You
point.
Got some of those jorts.
Yeah. We should actually have culture points. That's something we should add.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do that each time Fez learns something about a different culture.
That's
So pushing P is a lifestyle. Yeah.
It's a lifestyle? So that's like almost lifestyle points. That should be worth 3.
Wait,
whatever.
What
kind of... I'm not explaining you pushing P, T. I can't.
For for the listeners who may not know what that means.
Oh no, all our listeners know you just a lame.
Fez is just a square bear.
I'm fucking good with it.
For our listeners that may not know, like, right. You know, no, they all know. No, I mean, that's
the highlight of Fez's day is a group text message where he learns what drippy means.
Mm.
That's not the highlight of my day.
It was the week.
The week. Gunna just dropped an album. Gunna is a rapper. All right. He dropped an album, and one of the songs is Pushing P is with Young Thug, another rapper. And Pushing P is like, it's Player, correct?
I guess in general it is Player. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like the lifestyle.
It's the Player, lifestyle, right? Of it's Player, like shit.
Doing Player shit. Yeah.
Yes. So, and also the rhymes in that song are kind of stupid and simple if we really want to get down to
not,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's just like it's become a whole phenomenon on what P is, what they're pushing, what are they talking about. And it's like Player shit. So like you could be like, oh, that's pretty P of you. Like that's P. That's P. I would never say that because I'm not from the South like that, and it just doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth. But it's better to say when things are not P.
Oh, know? I love saying it. I love saying it, especially to like 20-year-olds. They're like, "What the fuck? How does he?"
No,
I was like, "Oh, guess what? I got the same fucking Spotify you do." Surprise!
That's hilarious. Yeah. See, now it doesn't sound that cool. So you say something cool, and then they're like, "Wow!"
It, yeah.
And you be like, "I'm in on the new stuff," and then you pull your pants up.
That's right. And then I'm like. I ain't capping.
Okay. Hilarious.
Yeah.
No cap.
Oh, culture
no
point cap. Number two.
That is.
I do know no cap.
Yeah.
I got that one. Cap or no cap?
Cap, no cap. Yeah, that's because you had TikTok when that hit.
I did have TikTok for a while. That is a fucking spiral of fucking time loss.
Wait, did you say did? Oh, that's right. You got rid of it.
I was fucking spending too much time on it.
Yeah, don't you listen to the show?
Don't you fucking talk to me?
Yo, TikTok. Yo, if we end up in some real shit, China shutting down TikTok. And
oh, yeah, no, wait. The no, they won't shut down TikTok.
They would keep it going.
Chinese TikTok is great. Chinese TikTok. If you follow Chinese TikTok, it's full of math and sciences stuff. But if you go to American TikTok, it's still
dances and dumb shit.
The dumb shit.
So that's because they made that so that we can do more shit. Like they reward.
Yeah, you gain clout. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting because it's like the creativity of American TikTok, and I'm not trying to brag like on America. Like we have always outperformed other countries, and I wonder sometimes, is it because we're trying to outdo each other just for attention? Because it's like, instead of just being better at something.
It's what we reward.
That's what they're getting at. It's like, they're using it as a platform to educate their people and do good for their like whole nation. Meanwhile, our version, which is still owned by China, it's like, hey, watch these dummies dance and try these new chips that they've never had.
Watch these kids eat Tide Pods. Let's see what happens.
Right? I'm from London. I've never had an American potato chip. And like, why do I need to watch a TikTok about this?
Man, that's very true.
I've never seen that, but I can imagine that would be boring as fuck. Meanwhile, that fucking pimple's being popped. Boom.
Oh, I watched the pimple popper. Dr. Pimple Popper, baby.
Yeah. You guys talked about this shit already. That's fucking gross.
Oh, yeah.
You guys nasty.
Well, so out of curiosity, what does your TikTok feed look like there, Josh?
Yeah, I don't have TikTok. I straight up, I refuse because of the Chinese, like the whole aspect of the
You're fucking racist. Bro.
No,
they did. We already talked about it, but they do take way more data on that app than any other app.
Yep.
Yep. So,
there is enough data out there to find anybody, but I've been through a lot of briefings on this and everything, but like China, the whole point is not necessarily to find the individual, it's to find the network of individuals. So let's say we go to war with China and you're overseas and then suddenly your house is being foreclosed. Are you going to be as of a like competitive fighter, or are you going to be concerned with shit back home? So they don't care about you. They care about the network.
Holy shit. It's like to fuck our whole heads up at the point.
They don't even have to engage you. They can just surround everybody around you with daunting tasks of nuisanceness, and it creates trouble in your life. Makes you less effective.
I mean, we're owned by that. Like, I think people are just naive to the fact that, like, we are still kingdoms competing against kingdoms. We just now call those kingdom leaders. Kingdoms are now fucking presidents and dictators and world leaders, you know? Like, none of that has changed. We are still competing. It's just like, we also want to pretend like we're not at the same time, because no, to be like, hey, yeah, we're okay with killing people, but the people that want to take over are totally okay with killing people. You know what I mean? So they're just trying to justify it. At least that's how I view it. Justify something so that way people are okay sending their kids off to war to die.
Yeah. Did you guys see that that commercial of Applebee's that came up in the middle of the
during the war stuff? Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's like that good chicken on a Friday night. Like the my gosh. Happy. Oh my Jesus.
On a Friday night. I loved it.
It was like what a perfect sum up of what that ads and just like overall fucking American fatness beer just right smack dab in the middle of anything that we're talking about ever. Right. And also like they paid for that time. They paid
Welcome
for that
to America.
Yeah, they paid for that ad like, space. They got it, because it does not matter what the fuck is happening.
Dude, they delivered. Think about that ad that they just purchased is now a viral fucking meme. And everybody is going to be thinking about Applebee's and
we're
that
talking about
song.
It. Yep. Mm, damn. And that song is great. I mean, I'm not even a country listener. And that's a beautiful song. I never
Applebee's
heard
that. Applebee's and
like,
Cialis.
It's, yeah, not any of those songs, just so we're clear.
Really?
Yeah, no. That was
You're the Kansas guy. What,
think
what song
about
is it?
Applebee's on a late night. Is that
song?
Okay.
No, yeah. No, that barbecue. Was not the song. It was, it was a cold beer on a Friday night. It, no,
yeah, fuck you, Josh.
They remixed it. They might have remixed it to that, but that was that song. It was that.
Mm. Okay. I'll lose. I'll concede.
I mean, is nobody going to verify it? Like, I didn't.
No, no, no. Now I need to. Now. Yeah. No, no, no.
I mean, I will not.
Hey,
Mark, play it in the background.
Yeah. We'll see. You guys keep talking, man. I'm about to go win this argument.
Yeah. I'm gonna defend my side here.
Prove how big my dick is.
I don't know about
French. Talk about your butthole.
While we're waiting, my anus has been. Did I ever tell you about shitting myself in the ski resort?
Yes.
Okay. Done. I shit myself.
I don't
ski
know,
resort.
But I just assume the answer is yes. So you shit your bed on the wedding night. You've shit many places, Daddy.
Yeah, but I've only shit myself, in fairness, probably 4 times. Is that excessive? Daddy. Honestly, guys. Daddy. I'm being genuine.
What? No, I'm just teasing you.
Cold beer on the front. Yeah, you were right.
Yeah, suck it, Josh. And you're
now that they remixed it, though. They remixed it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So it's fake news. Mm. The fucking Democrats win again.
Fuck it. That's right. Goddamn godless Democrats.
Got fucking Democrats.
With their men with their penises and their women's with their...
penises.
Women with their penises. You know what? I think this is the first time we get to beat Russia in the who has it worse with women problem. Like, Russia's like, oh, my women have mustaches. We're like, well, our women have penises. So
hilarious.
You guys don't got shit on us now. If you're fucking manly looking women, where our women are men.
Were Russian women known for mustaches, or was it just known that they were just like the way that they are, which is whatever. I don't even know the words to put that to, but
I think it was less like worried about like feminine and beauty that like the West had cultivated.
Ah.
And just being, you know, strong to be able to plow the fucking fields.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, that was
like an ox.
Strong. My wife, she's strong like ox.
Strong like ox. That's
yeah,
it.
So.
Who was the guy at the schoolhouse? It was, no. somebody was like talking about how strong this guy was, the big Samoan dude at the schoolhouse, that he was permanent personnel there.
Yeah, Fez's boy. Yeah,
Tallulah.
Yeah. I remember Tallulah one time sitting there, and I think I don't remember who it was, but somebody was like, "Dude, Tallulah, you're like strong as a horse, man." He's like, "No, horse strong like Tallulah." And I was just like, "That's fucking great."
He was the best. Oh, that kid was fucking strong as fuck. Hey, you guys, go ahead and keep talking amongst yourselves. I'm gonna hop off the headset real quick and just keep going. Or okay. I don't know if you guys wanted to wrap up anytime.
No. This is when we talk shit about you, like mad
okay,
shit.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Fuck,
I love it. Yeah. I'll hear it eventually.
Does he normally hop off in the middle of calls like this and just edit it out later?
No,
but
this one of the first times.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mark, you just go on your adventure or whatever. Fuck it. Just keep the headset.
Yeah, beep, beep.
I love it. Yeah.
Like, Mark walks through there. Traffic while he's recording or something.
Yeah, go ahead. And, it's around the corner up there. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That does happen. Fuck. I do that. But I'll be like, yo, I tell them, hey, yo, I have this much time, and then I have to get ready to go somewhere. And I do just that. I'm not going to lie.
And then he'll just stay on for a little bit while he's walking to pick up food or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the pizza delivery one was hilarious. That lasted way too long.
Oh, wait. I was ordering pizza while I was on the phone?
No. It was the pizza dude showed up and was hollering the name for somebody. Yes, and you were trying to, like, help. Man, that segment lasted at least 6 minutes, and it was a waste of my life. I want that time back.
Thank you for being honest, man. I appreciate it, honestly.
You know what? Thank you for this. This is a segment called Someone Comes On and Tells Us Why We're Fucking Up.
Fuck you, dummy.
That's messed up, hey, I guess.
Can you roast me next?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to love you for a lifetime. Ha-ha.
What?
I said nobody's ever going to love you for a lifetime. Ha-ha.
After what you say?
No, just you in general. Oh, you wanted God. The roast.
That was the roast.
There it is.
Never mind. All right. Okay.
That's
probably
true. That was so brutal because you kept asking, like, what do you mean? And then you kept saying, no, this is it. Right here.
That's the
joke.
See the nudge. Okay, so I went to wait, what is your first memory of Mark?
See here. Oh, so I was thinking about this though. Because I was like, man, I don't remember meeting Mark. Like, you were just there. And then because it was like I showed up to the unit and I was selected for staff sergeant, and like the day I showed up was the day the results came out. So I show up and Van Cleef's like, hey man,
fuck you,
you took the fucking spot. And I was like, yeah. I got promoted, hell yeah. And then everybody else is just looking at me like, what, like, fuck this guy. And I was like, yeah, I don't care.
I didn't give a fuck. I hope I didn't, but I know I could imagine that being. I kind of remember that actually. Imagine everybody be like, "What the fuck?" But it's like, no, he transferred over, and then they knew before you got here that you were about to get it. So it wasn't like that. But
you know, yeah, there was a lot of hate towards me right off the bat. But I remember, like the cubicles and everything, and I remember Mark just always being loud about shit. Like, between him and Roger, so you guys go back and forth, right? Like,
yes.
And that shit was, I mean, it was funny, but at the time, I was new to the unit, and I was like, man, these fuckers don't do anything. Like, they don't, do they ever work? Like,
I mean,
they just sit here and roast
for Brandon,
each other.
Maybe not. He'd be probably the first to admit.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Well, I was doing ground training. We were working a lot there, but it was stupid ass shit.
Right. It was just like data entry and shit.
Data,
right?
Yes, that.
Like, it was miserable. Everybody was miserable.
Josh, after you said that about your promotion, like getting there, you know what I got in trouble for was I missed my own promotion to staff because I was on leave.
Yeah, but I remember. You got yelled at.
Oh, dude, I got in so much.
You didn't miss your promotion. You also missed Wake's promotion.
You missed mine and Danny
day.
Deering.
No,
yeah, we all
shut
got the same day.
Shut up and listen. So, Balo.
He doesn't even remember his own promotion. What is
Balo? I got promoted with you guys because my promotion was done later. If you would let me finish my fucking story.
That doesn't even work that way.
Yeah. If
you
get promoted once,
same
you're done.
Data
damn, it's his story. Can he tell his story?
Not if he's wrong. Not if he's that wrong. Because I got yelled at for him.
We did. We all got yelled at. Like, all of us. Like, you can't hold your brother accountable?
Yeah. I'm saying.
Fez, did you know Danny was in town? Same... No, I didn't. You're fucking pity party, in which you think you were the only one that got fucking yelled at.
That's right. See, nobody will ever love you. All right.
Danny, I'm the only one that got yelled at. God, I got yelled at so often.
No, I got yelled at because I didn't have a haircut. Like, no kidding. Pulled into that
so
guy's office.
So can I finish my fucking story that I've now forgot?
No.
I'm listening.
Go,
I'm listening, Danny.
Yeah, everybody's okay, waiting.
Danny, long story short, I was supposed to get promoted on the same day as everybody, but I was on leave during the promotion, so my actual, like, my data rank was the same as everybody's, but my promotion ceremony was separate, a different time, not the time it was supposed to be, which was at the same time Balo was getting promoted. Balo
wanted that.
Myself and Carrie to promote him, and I was like, dude, I'm on leave. Like, And he was like, I don't really want anybody else to do it. I want it to be like you and Carrie. And I was like, all right, well, I'll drive in. I'll promote you. And then I'll bounce back on leave. So I drove in to his promotion to promote him, to pin him on. But I'm in civvies, which is civilian attire for everybody else. So, like, I'm in regular geeky white middle-aged dad clothes. And I'm like, show up for the promotion. And I, like, am only there to pin Carballo. Like, I'm on leave. I'm on vacation. I'm not part of the unit at this time. As far as I'm concerned, Mikey just asked me to do something. And I was like, I'm going to do it for him. And then Sergeant Major roasted, like, just fucking blew up in front of Carrie. Like, in front of my wife and everything at the time. You know, he just fucked, you fucking piece of shit. You're not here for your own I was like, I just drove from Vegas to promote him on leave because he wanted me to do it, and I'm like turning around to drive back. Yeah, I just remember that being fucked. And then
did you have to go? Did you go get pinned? Did you go leave and then put on?
Hell no, he didn't. You know he didn't.
No, I went back out on vacation, bitch. That's my time.
But okay, so I'm saying, did you ever have a promotion ceremony?
Yeah, like later.
No, because he wasn't there for fucking. The three of the other people getting promoted and myself and Hutch and Wolf to get yelled at about how one person isn't fucking there and how we all fucking failed.
Yeah, you dumb piece of shit. How?
Yes, I remember that. Quite
but also,
well.
Obviously, for mm-hmm. him to not be, obviously, everybody fucked up them too, because if they knew he was getting promoted, then they wouldn't have let him go on leave if they wanted him there. Right?
First of all, do you remember how often that dude just yelled for no fucking reason? Josh, you remember? Yeah. I asked one time. I was like, hey, I don't really want to do this vacation thing, but Josh wants to go. He actually wants to go on this. He's like, fuck you, you lazy piece of shit. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Never knew that.
That was rough.
That was time I got yelled at for small and smelly fucking failing a PFT. He's like, I can't believe you fucking did that. I was like, I can't. It was the eighth time he failed.
Right?
I was like,
his
yeah.
hydration's a 2 liter of Mountain Dew before a run.
Yeah, so, oh, that's loud as fuck.
Was it? Go. Oh, yeah. Sorry, everybody. I was washing dishes. Pooping?
No, you know what? I should have known that was going to happen because somebody else has tried to wash dishes on here and that shit did not work.
Yeah. I think he just didn't like people going on leave. Do you guys remember when I was checking out? Oh, actually, I was checked out and on leave. And I was heading out, and like I was walking out, and it was Augustine, Sasson Augustine, yep. and Sylvain that were telling me to stop walking they were just telling me to stop so they can yell at me because I was already on leave. So I just walked out and went home and got on my flight. And then somebody called me while I'm getting on the flight, and they're just like, man, you know, Sergeant Major's super pissed, man. They like want to fuck you up, dude. Like, are you in town? Are you in town? Because they wanted to like write me up. But I left.
We had
like,
code for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't come back. And then by the time I got back, they gave me it was already too much shit that happened for them to even remember the anger, you know?
Yeah, they had anger at other places.
Oh,
at that
yeah,
point.
No, no, no. At that time, yeah. you were jumping Humvees in the desert or some random shit, right?
Holy shit!
Oh, losing the front tire and shit.
Oh, I know no front tires got lost, but the front bender did get bent in. But yo, Master Gonzalez saved my entire life. He saved my entire life doing that. That was the coolest shit I've ever seen done. I mean, he really turned it around on him on some lawyer shit. It was great. But yeah, we was wilding out. They shouldn't have put me in charge of that. I was a corporal. They should not have put me in charge of that. And he they try to like, oh, okay, don't say anything. Who
Sorry,
said that?
I don't mean it. I wasn't trying to be rude. I just meant like at the time we were doing some. Do you not remember showing up in wet camis, half drunk, and you got to drive a Humvee with a
10
trailer?
Hours.
10 hours?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I do remember
yo,
that.
Mark, what the fuck happened to you? And you're like, well, I went to do my laundry, and I passed out drunk, and I woke up, and it was still in the wash, so I just put it all wet, and here I am. And I'm just like, I'm sitting behind him in a car behind him.
Was that when you guys drove to Pendleton or whatever?
Yeah.
And it broke down on the hill?
Oh, yeah, and it broke down. You're right.
There was a part of the – I'm going to bring this up. There was a part where they, like, got you all staff sergeants to get on the same page for some gay shit. I don't know. And I remember it was so Deering and Van Cleve did not get picked up yet. And there was this moment where I think they were ground training. And I was – and Sneed. You guys remember Sneed. Okay.
Yeah.
So Deering
– Sneed.
So, yes, bro, idiot. But so Sneed accidentally took Deering's lighter, right? And so, what's his name? Like, he was like, yo, man, what's his name is writing me up because I took his lighter and he's making me write an essay for this. And I was like, dude, no, man, no, don't do that shit. Fuck that, bro. You're not going to do that. I don't know why the fuck I said that. I was just pissed because I was always flying and doing so much work and they were just like, trying to swing their dicks because they were getting yelled at and couldn't really fly yet. So it was just like this moment of power where like I was fucking doing way more work than them and had more power technically. And they were like, so they were trying to nitpick on anything and they made him write a fucking essay. And I was like, you don't do that. And then Van Cleve didn't even like Deering and was like, I mean, yeah, no. Yeah, Van Cleve didn't like Deering and was like, hey man, like, dude, I'm sorry, bro. We're both staff sergeants. He's gotta write the essay, man, just because of his rank. And Deering was like, dude, come on, man. We gotta be together as staff sergeants here. And I just thought that was the gayest shit ever. And y'all all
How do you really
of that.
Feel?
And you guys prior in a group chat with him and told him I said fuck himself. No, I'm just playing. Oh, it's not that bad. But
I didn't think everybody had a very specific image of me and Josh in particular at that unit.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I think we probably just blended into just like nothingness.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, by the way, I never agreed with anybody. I was always arguing with everybody all the time.
You play devil's advocate every fucking time that door would close.
I don't think I played devil advocate. I'd be like, this is fucking stupid and you know it. Please stop this.
Yeah, Fez was like the most blunt, direct person to say anything because he had been passed for promotion so many times. What the fuck are they going to do? Pass him for promotion again?
That's
He'd
true.
Just be like, fuck, that's dumb. And they'd be like, whoa, you can't talk. Like, yeah, well, fuck, that's dumb.
Yeah, don't promote me.
Right?
Right at the non-rec. Add it to the pile.
Right? What is it this time?
That's like the whole COVID thing. They're like, you won't be able to get promoted or PCS. I'm like, I did that to myself. Go ahead and threaten me again. The daywalker of fucking COVID threats.
The daywalker. That's very funny.
Oh.
Are you did you have to go get vaccinated? What, if you don't want to answer,
yeah,
I have to.
I did. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I held out. So I did. I played the game. I was like, oh, I can't get it because I
religion,
don't want to.
Whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
And I didn't seek out the waivers. I didn't. Uh-huh. I was like, meh, I ain't doing it till they make me. And then they made us.
I didn't do it. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. So
Fez,
so
what
I,
religion?
I only
am
did
I again?
It.
Whatever religion you want to be, I don't know. The one religion that has stood against it is it's Lutheran, not Lutheran.
I'm like a Amish Protestant.
Anyways, yeah, my religious accommodation is still out there.
So I actually
Fez,
got the first
so
shot
cool.
And then got COVID, so I had to wait longer to actually get the second one. So I did it anyway. I'm like, oh, yay. I mean, I literally have the
Do they make you get boosters and shit too?
No. So that's the one thing that's going right now is nobody's having forced boosters, but we'll see. Like, when that
like
happens, I'm going
to
do that.
As
too,
a president, cause... you just forced a whole bunch of people to get inoculated, and now you're like, oh, we're also going to go to war right now. Like, dude, it's so many people that like, fuck you.
There's potentially 15,000 people getting kicked out.
Jesus Christ. And there's, but also they're like, hey, it's over now. We're on to the next thing now. Fucking war.
Yeah, I thought that's, we canceled it. Except for
recruiting is struggling big time. Like, recruiting is dying right now.
Yeah, because they have to. So, the
people have to get shots.
Well, let's just think about where are the majority of people come from? It's like Texas, the Midwest, right? That's a huge recruiting place. Where are most of the Trumpeteers at? The Midwest. Yeah. So, these are all the people that don't want to get the vaccine. Their parents tell them not to get the vaccine. And they're like, hey, if you want to join, you got to have the vaccine. They're like, nah, we'd rather not.
Yep. And you're like, I can't do nothing back to selling drugs.
Basically, yeah.
That so, now MEPS can actually pull your entire medical record.
Whoa.
So, yeah, so that's changed the game completely. So
more people
are disqualified. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so like all the people that frauded it in during your generation, they wouldn't make it now. Like,
yeah, so
that was
hard
me.
To get in.
No diploma, no high school, anything. And here I am.
Yeah, because I faked that shit.
Yep.
But now they can't. You can't get away with any of that. None of it.
So motherfuckers had asthma back in the day. Motherfuckers had a cleft foot. Motherfuckers corrected back pain.
ACL surgeries. All that shit, right?
Like, oh, my goodness. ACL surgeries disqualify you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're disqualified for a couple of years. You have to have, like, recoupment and the follow-on appointments and all. Like, you have to have documentation of all that, too. So that's why people just didn't say anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's
what
just
about
different.
ADHD?
Oh, yeah. Disqualifier.
ADHD is a disqualifier?
If you took medication for it.
How long?
Until the age of 16, and if it was for like a certain amount of years. So
you took it at all?
Yep. If you were prescribed it. You could sit there and say you did not take it over and over again. Didn't matter. If it was in your medical record and you were prescribed it, it counts.
What if you only abused it?
Well, then that's drug abuse, and you can't join.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff.
So,
but
I mean,
there's a waiver for
again.
If you just abused it.
It's worse. Yeah, now it's worse because they can find it, and you can't hide it. Like, back in the day, people just didn't say anything.
I mean, don't say people didn't say anything. The recruiters told you not to say anything.
Like, hey, no recruiter would do that. No recruiter would be
right.
Hey, I did this. No, you did.
I thought
it.
I was going into the infantry, and I came out water purification, bitch. Yeah, don't tell me a recruiter doesn't lie.
Hey, there was some sort of combat in the job title, right?
Close enough.
Water tactical water purification.
There you go.
Specialist.
Tactical. Yeah. Tactical. Yeah. See, there's that's real.
No, it's called a basic water support technician.
So you went like combat engineer route? Is that what it was?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah,
construction option.
Yeah,
because
that's
just,
what it
like,
is. Yeah, it's hidden
contract.
In that contract. Yeah, exactly. Yep. They get you. Yeah, that's a sneaky one.
I got a host.
You can't win them all. Promise. Some people just get screwed. It's better than the Navy's recruiting model. They recruit people to be SEALs and then actually. Just fail them and be like, guess what? You have to scrape paint for the next 4 years.
Badass. At least they could say I was almost a SEAL.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they
we
live off
that
of.
Forever.
They're like, I'm a buds drop. And that's why I have to do this job for the next 5 years.
I bet you even the guys that don't fail, they say that too.
I'm a buds drop.
I think everybody, like, I don't know. I love talking to the bro veterans because everybody that got out of the Marine Corps was a fucking war hero. Purple Heart, fucking everything. And it's like, come on. I'm not going to fucking claim all that shit. I'm like, I am fucking poke as fuck and I'm proud of it. Yeah, so, I don't know. It makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, but some of your stories are real, like legit good stuff that are documented in a book.
I've been quoted. I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So, well, guys, this is absolutely fun. Go ahead and wrap this up. Fuck me. I fucked it up already. I didn't even get to the point of saying anything.
You were thinking about roasting me for some shit.
Well, thank you for joining us at Redeeming Qualities, the podcast is not how men speak, but how friends speak. Thank you again, Josh, for joining us.
Been great.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Yeah. Good times.
And then I guess if you guys want to say anything else, or bye.
Oh, man. It's Mark. This is great. It's a great show. Love you guys. Peace.
Later.
Out.
Oh, my God. He said out. Jesus. What a fucking
dumb as shit. Did you hear that, Mark?
That's gay.
Dude.
I hope you fuckers get hit by a bus.
Wait, do you have semen in your ass right now? Is there semen inside of you?
I hope you rent an Airbnb that has murderers built into the basement. Like,
I'd rather have that than say
out on
a fucking podcast.
Wow.
Jesus.
Love you guys. Bye.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Out.